Some VA hospitals in Florida are teaching veterans how to play the harmonica to improve their breathing. As Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports, it's part of a national program that takes an unconventional approach to treating lung disease.
A dozen or so veterans are sitting around a table at the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital in Tampa, chatting and prepping their small silver harmonicas for a class. Instructor Dave Foltz starts by inviting volunteers to show off what they've practiced since the class began a month before. Veteran Jose Cintron gives it a shot with a great deal of encouragement from his peers.
What you got?
Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little, all right.
Lay down, Mary Roller.
Chase that lamb.
There you go.
Practice it once is day one.
Besides military service, participants in this class all share one thing in common. They have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. The condition is commonly caused by smoking or exposure to pollution. Breathing is tough for them. They may wheeze and feel dizzy when they're active or constantly cough up phlegm. Some may end up in the hospital. This class, part of the COPD Foundation's program, Harmonicas for Health, teaches them techniques to strengthen the muscles around their lungs and improve their breathing. Foles, their instructor, is an employee of the hospital who focuses on health promotion. He says the small holes of a harmonica require players to breathe with pursed lips. This mimics a common exercise doctors recommend for patients with COPD.
What we do is we do that with an instrument that makes noises and makes music, and they feel the accomplishment. And I can't tell you how many have told me they'll sit at home and play the harmonica, but they will not sit at home and pursed lip breathe.
Every week, Foles asks classmates to share if the experience is helping. 68-year-old Marine Corps veteran Yoel Alvarez G says he's already noticed a difference from playing the harmonica. Since developing COPD, breathing in has always been his biggest challenge. He says he struggled with the instrument early on.
Especially with that song, it has about 5 intakes.
Yeah.
I say, and I have to slow down, take my breath again, and start all over. Now I have it under control now.
77-year-old Olaf Olson says he's been able to clear his lungs more easily and has more stamina when he bikes around town. The former military police officer says he takes his harmonica with him everywhere he goes, even if he doesn't have time for a tune.
Just make noises, just breathe, quick breathing. I found stuff like this. Causes you to use the diaphragm.
Olson has 4 cats and Alvarez has a puppy. They joked with the class that their pets aren't always their biggest fans when they practice at home.
I got a German Shepherd and I play. He starts howling and he says, whoa, take it easy.
It's the sound of the harmonica.
They want you to play better.
No, because I know if you play bad, they leave.
That banter is half the benefit of the class for Alvarez.
I like it. It's getting together with other vets. Because basically I'm almost like a shut-in. And this has got me to do things outside of my comfort zone.
The community aspect also helps motivate participants to take these exercises seriously. Veteran Olaf Olson.
You know who practiced by when they come in and they do some stuff. And a lot of these guys are doing some fantastic stuff. It's blowing my mind. I'm going, now what am I going to do next week?
Okay. Although not everyone is always very successful.
Somehow we missed a chord here or something.
Instructor Dave Foles says it doesn't matter if they nail every song. So long as they're working on their breathing, it's a job well done. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.